Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our second from last episode of the NFL Fantasy Matchup. And here, as always, is with my co-host, Jed Lamb. Jed, can you imagine the season's almost over for us?
Yeah, good morning, Tommy. Yeah, I can't imagine. I was just looking back, and we should go back and check our first recording. We had some predictions on playoffs, and yeah. I looked up mine was the Seahawks and the Colts. Yeah, the Seahawks and the Colts, and then I have the Ravens and the who was the last one? I forgot. I think it was the Ravens, and I can't remember the last one. But I'm
was
still
it Kansas
in.
City?
Oh no, it was Tampa Bay. It was Ravens Tampa Bay. And Tampa okay. Bay. So and then my final was Ravens versus the Seahawks. So I'm still in the running. But it'll be interesting to just see how it's changed over the course of the season.
Well, you know, even with the Ravens, they were really struggling for a period of time. And now they seem to be coming back. Lamar Jackson, even though he doesn't have the yardage, he is throwing more to a Mark Andrews. And we're seeing J.K. Dobbins be more featured more. So it's actually going well compared to Pittsburgh, which is struggling like crazy.
Yeah, we almost called that three in a row losses. You know, we said Cincinnati would beat the spread. But yeah, exactly. So I think now we have to be looking at what are the teams that are ascending? What are the teams that are dropping out? And definitely Baltimore has turned it around the past 2 weeks. It's been a big thing. And if you have any Steelers, man, it's really been it's been painful, especially James Conner, man, just like you're not getting the production there.
Like Chase Claypool has done nothing for me. He's sitting on the bench. I keep hoping he'll pop. Nothing. Deontay Johnson a little bit, but I'm telling you, the hottest team out there, the Bears with David Montgomery, who has completely carried me into the championship here.
Oh, yeah.
Montgomery has looked great. I mean, the Bears, that was a great game for them. And you're right. They're definitely one of the teams for fantasy-wise going in that look really strong. There was a lot of comebacks. I mean, Dallas put up 41 points, so that was great to see. You know, the Titans continued rolling with 46 points. So a lot of, you know, the Packers actually had a down game. So you actually did well, Tommy, to win because, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams had a little bit of a down game. Yeah. I would expect them to pop back. And then, of course, the Bills. The Bills just continue rolling. Yeah. And so Josh Allen, you know, it's been another storyline for sure.
Yeah, you know, I really thought Josh Allen might struggle a little bit, but man, did he do really well this week.
Yeah, I thought the Broncos would put up more of a fight, so I was disappointed to see the lack of points there. But man, Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen, that's been one of the combos of the year. So if you have that, you should be sailing into the championships.
It's a Vic Fangio defense. So you always know a Vic Fangio defense would do really well. And for them to put on so many points, I'm watching the game. So, wow, Stephon Diggs, that second half, he's catching everything.
Yeah, he's just had a great season. I know career highs across the board for him, so really good for him. He'll definitely be a top five wide receiver pick next year, so look to that. But, yeah, great year for them, so good for them. And that whole division, you know, the Bills winning the division, the Patriots not making the playoffs, just really a total complete change for that division.
Yeah. Hey, I also was very surprised you saw Michael Thomas go on IR. I mean, what a disappointing season, but it also shows – the ankle that he hurt in week one constantly is coming back. Mostert again goes out for it with the ankle. And so those ankle injuries constantly are coming back all the time.
Yeah, you know, I was really disappointed for Mostert. I mean, Mostert is such a talent, but you just have to look at the injuries. I mean, you can't ignore it. Same with McCaffrey. We were talking about it with McCaffrey. Supposedly, he might have a chance this week. But really, I think for next year, I can't see McCaffrey even being in the top three. Just the injuries are just too much. They've got to prove themselves. Durability is everything for fantasy. So, you know, totally agree with you there.
But the only thing with McCaffrey, right, this year is probably the only year. He's not like Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley, you're always wondering when he's going to be out. At least with McCaffrey, prior before this year, he has always done well. And so this year, he seems to be injury prone, but we'll see what happens. And it looks like they also fired the general manager of the Carolina Panthers because of disappointing results. So we don't know exactly what's going to happen. They do have to shore up the offensive line. And I think that's going to be key for Carolina.
Yeah, definitely. Disappointment. But, you know, we'll just have to see. A lot of these players, once they start getting injured, especially at the running back position, you feel like you just can't get fully healthy. And I feel like that's what happened with McCaffrey. It's just one thing after the next. And so, you know, I don't know. We'll have to see. It's going to be it was a tough year for them.
Yeah. Hey, let's go through. Actually, more so, let me just say, Tony Pollard really helped me out here, Jed.
Yeah, so for those of you guys, Tommy was playing Jimmy this weekend, and basically the Tony Pollard pickup really carried him, and he won and got into our championship. So Tommy and I are facing each other in our league championship, which is ironic. The year we decided to do this fantasy podcast, and we both make it to the championship, so that's pretty interesting. But yeah, the Tony Pollard pickup was huge. So anyone who did that, and also Jalen Hurts, I think those were the two biggest pickups. If you played them and had the guts to start them this weekend, you're probably in your championships.
Jed, it was 11:30, and I see something. Ezekiel Elliott decides to sit. They're starting Tony Pollard. And I'm sitting there, wait a minute. He's done well in the past. You look at the matchup, forget this. I'm picking these guys up. And in two of my leagues, it got me into the championship. One of them, I actually was forced to play Chris Carson. I said, I don't want to play Chris Carson, but I have no other play. It was Chris Carson or Chase Claypool as my flex because Kenny Galladay is out, all of those guys. And so I started Tony Pollard, and he got me 28 points.
Yeah, no, that was a great pickup. And on my side of the league, I picked up Emmanuel Sanders last minute, thinking that he might be able to pop with Michael Thomas out. He didn't do well, so I didn't make it in that league. And then in another league, I had to make the decision. If I had made the decision, and I didn't, but if I had to have made the decision to sit Hopkins for Justin Jefferson, I would have made it into the championships, but I didn't. I stuck with Hopkins against Washington. That was a mistake. And so now I'm out.
But Hopkins did decently well, better than he has done in the last couple of weeks, though.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, it wasn't Hopkins. Sorry, I
Oh.
meant JK. It was DK Metcalf.
DK
Hopkins did,
Metcalf.
yeah,
Got it.
Hopkins did really well. Hopkins had a big weekend. It was DK Metcalf. I had to sit Metcalf for Justin Jefferson, and I didn't end up lost because of that.
Well, the thing is, DK Metcalf, a lot of times, no matter what, you just know he's always going to be good. Then you're sitting there thinking Justin Jefferson's playing the Bears, who is a great secondary. So at the same time, of course you're going to pick DK Metcalf because who else are you going to pick? There's no reason for you not to start DK Metcalf.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation where you have to go with talent over the matchup. But, you know, thinking back on it, Seattle was playing Washington. You knew Washington had a good defense. But yeah, I couldn't have predicted Justin Jefferson against the Bears because he had a great game. He had over 100 yards and really was just tearing them apart. And so, you know, Justin Jefferson's really proven himself. To me, he's clearly the rookie of the year for the whole year. He's a top five pick next year. I mean, this guy is a stud wide receiver, a top five wide receiver pick. I mean, he's just a stud.
Yeah. Hey, let's go through some games. I would love to get your thoughts on it. Houston Texans loses to the Indianapolis Colts 27 to 20. Look, there really was Brandon Cooks did nothing. David Johnson didn't do any running, but he did get 11 catches for 106 yards. This is David Johnson. I was surprised at how many catches he got.
Yeah, that was another one that hurt me. If I hadn't started David Johnson, he ended up in what some leagues he got as much as 20 points because of all the receptions. And so it was good to see that output for him. You know, and if you had Deshaun Watson, he had a decent game as well. But I thought this really just showed that the Colts are for real, man. The Colts, you know, held their own. I think they easily could have, this could have been a trap game for them. But yeah, if you've got David Johnson, Deshaun Watson, I think you're going to be okay next weekend, this coming weekend, and I can continue rolling with them.
Yeah. On the Indianapolis side, all right. All of us were in on T.Y. Hilton. All of us. Now, at the same time, he did get 71 yards, but he didn't get his touchdown versus Pascal got two of those touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, again, hard to predict touchdowns. That's the problem there. Hilton had a decent game. Jonathan Taylor, though, you know, also produced. I think that was the big thing. We said that, you know, stick with Taylor, and it seems like, you know, the Colts have kind of found their running game a bit.
Yeah. And would you say next year you have to draft Jonathan Taylor, but you could get rid of T.Y. Hilton? He probably will not be re-signed. And so you're going to see a Michael Pittman probably emerge out of that group.
Yeah, I mean, let's just see what the Colts do. It'll be interesting with Philip Rivers. You know, I know he's supposed to be there, but I don't know. Is this, you know how long his contract is by any chance?
I think he has an option to be replaced this year, probably 2 year with the option to renew this year.
Yeah, see, I think you have to see if they're going to option to renew him. That's the thing. You know, they had a good year though, so but I agree with you. T.Y. Hilton definitely, that's not a guy I want to end on next year.
Don't you worry, when the Indianapolis Colts signed Carson Wentz to pair up with his former coach, it will be great. Philip Rivers will go somewhere else because he has nine kids to feed, and so it'll be great. He'll come to the Bears. No, probably he won't come to the Bears. He'll go somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be the Wentz story is going to be a big driver next year to see where he shows up. I still believe in the guy. I mean, I think he has the talent. Just something's happened there in Philly. He's kind of lost it, and so he
Yeah.
just probably needs a new place.
Hey, with Detroit Lions, they lose 25 to 46 to the Tennessee Titans. Again, with Detroit, look, if you're in the championship, there's no sign of Kenny Galladay. I bet you he probably won't even show up. He's done for the year. And so it comes down, before we talk about the game, Jen, I have to make a decision between DeAndre Swift or Kenny Galladay as one of my last dynasty. I think I'm going with DeAndre Swift over Kenny Galladay next year.
Oh yeah, definitely. I don't think that's even a question. I mean, Swift has been on the ascension. Running back position, I think, is always harder than wide receiver. So I would definitely expect he had a good game, you know, and kudos to Matt Stafford for gutting it out and getting in there. But yeah, you know, I am disappointed in Kenny Galladay, but I would expect him to bounce back next year. That guy, again, just a catch monster and you know, PPR league monster. So we'll see how he does.
And on the Tennessee side, look, I'm so frustrated with Corey Davis. I want AJ Brown all day. I do not see need to see Corey Davis catching 110 yards and one touchdown. That's an AJ Brown line here.
Yeah, Brown did okay. I think he got like 12 or 13 points for me in one league still. But yeah, the Tennessee Titans are rolling, man. Again, Tannehill had a great game. Derrick Hill still, I mean, Derrick Henry still put up his points, but Tannehill had a solid game again. So I think, again, if you've got Titans and you're depending on them next week, you should be fine.
Next year, Derrick Henry, Dalvin Cook, you had the first pick. Who are you picking?
Oh, that's a tough one. You know, I actually think this year I would go with Derrick Henry again. I mean, Henry has just been such a monster. I think he's going to have the most 200-yard games in any season in any NFL history. And that guy's just been super consistent. Dalvin Cook, you do like that the offense is more geared around him, but I do think the Titans long term are going to be the stronger team. So I would stick with Henry.
But these bigger, let's say for instance, Todd Gurley, for a period of about 3 years, they built everything around him. You thought this guy was going to chug his way, and then he got injured, and now he's never been the same. You just hope nothing happens to Derrick Henry. If something happens to his knee or something like that, man, it's going to slow him down. And he's getting older, and so, but he's really good.
Yeah, no, honestly, with these running backs, if you're in a dynasty league, for me, the period of keeping them is about 3 years. So I think I can keep Henry and Cook. I have Henry and Cook in my one league. I think I'll keep him them next year,
Yeah.
but then I think really for the year after, I'll be looking to move on because the shelf life is just too short.
Yeah. And you were beginning to see in the second, third round, these young running backs coming out of college. Look at David Montgomery, second round. It took him maybe about 2 years to really be able to really do well. And so suddenly these guys are emerging. Austin Eckler has done well. He's still a young guy. And so Philip Lindsay, all of those guys.
Yeah, well, on the same team, I've got J.K. Dobbins. And so really, probably next year, I'll end up trading a Dalvin Cook or Derrick Henry and keeping Dobbins as my second. So that's
Yeah.
probably what'll end up happening.
Another person, watch out, or a lot of times is, I just thought of it, second round, Nick Chubb was drafted in the second round by the Cleveland Browns. And look at how
Yeah.
this guy, you're building your entire team around Nick Chubb because that's all they're doing in terms of riding him.
Yeah, again, remember the key thing is both the talent and the team and the offensive scheme. I mean, Cleveland is a perfect example where they are so run heavy. Even Kareem Hunt, the second running back, is a viable option because they're just putting so much volume to their running backs. And so, you know, the scheme really counts. Look at Clyde Edwards-Helaire in Kansas City. Great, great talent, just not enough volume for him. They don't focus on the running game. If you're in a keeper league, I don't think he's a guy you can keep.
Hey, on Buccaneers wins last minute 31-27 on the Tampa Bay side. Ronald Jones has COVID. Leonard Fournette comes in, didn't do very much, but did get two touchdowns. And on the receiving end, Antonio Brown, 93 yards and got his first touchdown.
Yeah, that was a nice touchdown catch for Antonio Brown. I saw that. A nice comeback for the Bucs. You know, you can really hope that Ronald Jones comes back and comes off COVID and plays this weekend because we really missed him. Leonard Fournette, you know, I was totally down on the guy and said, do not start him. But boy, the two touchdowns sure probably put you over the top. So if you started him, congrats to you. But really, it's the Ronald Jones show. And hopefully he's back and you can start him again this weekend.
Yep. Hey, the Atlanta Falcons for this championship series Julio Jones, just sit out for the rest of the year because I need Calvin Ridley to win me a championship against you, Jed.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley looked really great, and it's nice to see some they put up some points. So the poor Falcons, though, how many times can you lose in the fourth quarter? It's just I don't know what is wrong with that team. It's just really sad.
Matt Ryan was hitting on all cylinders. They were just doing so well. And next thing you know, I turn on and there it is. They were behind.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I don't know what to say, for the Falcons. I think it's just the whole mentality. It's so interesting to see a team take on this mentality where it's like you can just see them worried, like, oh no, we're gonna lose, we're gonna lose. And then sure enough, it becomes reality and they lose. So they each need to turn the corner. Hopefully next year will be better for them.
Well, the next game, Jacksonville Jaguars 14 to Baltimore Ravens 40. Actually, the biggest winner on that one, the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they catapulted to the number one draft pick with the Jets winning against the Rams here.
Yeah, the Jets, to me, the Jets Rams game, that might have been the shocker of the whole season. I cannot believe the Jets beat the Rams. But yeah, to the Jags Ravens game, great game for the Ravens. As we talked about, their offense has really started clicking. They figured something out with Lamar Jackson. I think they've been using him more outside of the pocket. It seems to be opening up a little bit more for him. J.K. Dobbins, the run game has continued. That we've seen all season. But really, the passing game has started to come back. So Mark Andrews has had two solid weeks in a row. So if you've got him, definitely continue playing him. But yeah, you've got to be really happy with the turnaround for the Ravens.
We have not seen Mark Ingram for the last couple of weeks. That will probably be definite. He'll probably be cut at the end of the year. Marquise Brown actually showed up 98 yards, and Mark Andrews got you 66 yards and one touchdown.
Yeah, the touchdown was the key for Andrews. But again, I think they just figured something out in the passing game. There was that period of about 4 or 5 games where defensive coordinators had Lamar Jackson figured out, and they obviously made some tweaks. So it's turned around.
Yep, Jackson, just keep losing. That's all you could do. Just keep losing. Pretend like you're not losing, but just keep losing.
I think it's actually a win for Trevor Lawrence. If I'm Trevor Lawrence, I'd rather go to the Jacksonville Jags than the New York Jets. I mean, obviously the New York Jets, it's a bigger media market, but the Jacksonville Jaguars team, they're not that far away from being a really good team. You've got James Robinson back there behind you. You've got DJ Chark. They've got solid pieces, and the defense is only a couple years away from being a top five defense. So this is not a bad team to go to.
Did you see the mayor of Jacksonville tweeted on social media, thank you to the New York Jets?
I didn't see that. That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Then New England Patriots loses to the Miami Dolphins 22 to 12. And New England, there really isn't any players. Cam Newton probably won't be back. They have no answer unless Jimmy Garoppolo comes over from San Francisco. There's nothing in terms of New England, but on the Miami side, there's a lot to cheer for here.
Yeah, no, that was a nice win. If you follow the Patriots at all, the Dolphins are their Achilles heel. For some reason, they always have a hard time beating the Dolphins. But it's interesting, we predicted this flip, and sure enough, the Patriots didn't make it this year. Agree. I think the Dolphins, fantasy wise, Tua just continues to show progression, so you really like to see that. I don't like him for this year still. If you're still playing him for next year, I don't think, I mean, for this weekend, I don't think it's that great of an option. But for next year, looking into the fantasy year, I think he could be a good pickup.
Yeah, but it also makes you concerned. DeVante Parker, if Tua is still quarterback and DeVante Parker comes back, he struggles. Gesicki is going to do well. But hey, Jen, Ahmed did really well.
I was just waiting for you to say that. Other than the other waivers we picked up, we talked about, I think other than Pollard, Ahmed was probably the surprise. Had over 100 yards, had a solid game. I thought you would be all over that and starting him.
Hey, it really came down to Ahmed because he was still, you didn't know if he was going to do well, multi-week absence, to a Tony Pollard who has shown that he could do really well. So, of course, I'm going to pick Pollard over Ahmed here for a semi-final championship.
Yeah, but again, I think for next weekend, if you need help at the running back position, I have someone to look at for sure.
The only thing is Myles Gaskin is coming back with, I mean, COVID symptoms. If he does well and tests negative, he should be coming back. So I don't want to deal with the back share. So it really comes down to that.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. You're right. I forgot about that. He will be back. So just have to see.
Hey, the Bears, one of the hottest teams in the NFL, 33 against the Minnesota Vikings, 27. If the Bears somehow get in the playoffs, and there's a 30% chance they will get in the playoffs, especially if Arizona wins out both of their games and helps the Bears. They keep running David Montgomery, and then from that point of support Trubisky, I think they will do well. They'll do well.
Yeah, listen, the Bears have to win the last two games to get in. I think they got a solid chance. The second, the last game we play is against Green Bay. But Green Bay, at that point, may have things locked up.
Yeah.
Have a lot to play for. Yep. So I think the Bears have a very solid chance. To me, for the Bears, it's get into the playoffs. That's a successful season. I don't expect them to make a lot of hay in the playoffs, to be very honest. I think you're right. If they can just pure run game, solid defense, it could take them a little bit further than we expect, but I don't feel like this is the year for them to really make big time noise. But I hope they make it.
It is the old Bears formula, right? Run the football, play great defense, and your quarterback, you're hoping he doesn't make a mistake.
Yeah, it just took too long for the Bears to figure that out. I mean, I wish they had to turn this switch just a little bit earlier in the season, because Montgomery is really just, he's an amazing talent. He's carrying the team.
Very, very good.
Oh, I will say I was disappointed in Cole Kmet. I started Cole Kmet, was expecting some nice output. He only had like just a few catches, I think less than 5 points. So disappointed in that. But hopefully we can see a little bit more, because they need to spread it around. It can't be just the Bears running game. They've got to at least have a few passes in there somewhere.
Yeah, and I think Allen Robinson will do well. Hey, on the Minnesota side, Justin Jefferson, you sat him this week, and we were just talking about it.
Yeah, he had a nice game. It was a mistake. I mean, Justin Jefferson is just a beast, and had over 100 yards and just shown that he's an integral part of that offense. And I really like him. It was just a mistake.
Yeah, we were at the beginning of the year, we were talking about Jerry Jeudy. We were talking about CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb has shown that with a good quarterback, he will do really well. Jerry Jeudy, let's see what happens with him. He seems to be injury prone. Constantly is on the injury report. But look at this. Justin Jefferson probably might emerge as the best wide receiver out of that whole group.
Oh, yeah. Justin Jefferson, to me, offensive rookie of the year. And he's the clear winner of that wide receiver group. But long term, I still think CeeDee Lamb, talent-wise, is right there with him and maybe will surpass him. He just, the whole Dallas season was screwed up once they lost Dak Prescott. But I still think CeeDee Lamb is a supreme talent. And yeah, Jerry Jeudy, even the whole injury-prone thing, that's a problem for him. And he's a smaller guy than CeeDee Lamb and even Justin Jefferson. And so I think that's something, a factor you got to consider.
Yep. Seattle Seahawks wins a close one against the Washington football team, 20-15. We actually all thought that the Washington team, I actually thought the Washington team would win. And then from that point, they'll be in first place. But now it's again crowded with Dallas and Seattle. I mean, with Washington as well as with Philadelphia and also New York.
Yeah, no, that whole NFC East is a total mess. But this is a nice win for Seattle. They're starting to kind of piece things together. I feel like the Seattle defense has really stepped up the past 3 weeks and helped them out a lot in this game. Russell Wilson is still, things aren't quite right there. You can just see the whole passing game is not the explosive passing game it was at the beginning of the season. But still, a nice win for them. And I think fantasy-wise, you can still play your players. Russell Wilson still did decently well. I think he had 15 points, not quite like your 20-point outing, but still a decent weekend.
Got it. Yep. Hey, and also on the Washington football team, look, with Gesicki out, he was my starting tight end in many leagues. I went out and picked up Logan Thomas, and that really helped me out in a couple of my games.
Yeah, I was surprised at the output there for Washington. So that's a good pickup, Logan Thomas. It's been hard to figure out where to get the points from the Washington team. But that's not a bad option.
And especially with Antonio Gibson injured. Hopefully he'll come back for that for the last two games. The Washington team is actually, especially their front line, their defense will always keep them in the game.
Yeah, no, their defense is still amazing. Again, that's for those of you looking for a defense, that's definitely one you should be playing.
Yep. San Francisco loses to the Dallas Cowboys. Somehow or another, Jed, the Dallas Cowboys put up 41 points, and primarily was due to Tony Pollard.
Yeah, that was a nice game for them. The defense actually played decently well, too, had several turnovers. But the output for Tony Pollard was amazing. Again, as we said, they just – with Zeke Elliott out, we'll have to see what is his status for next week?
Unsure, yeah. His calf injury, so unsure. We'll see what happens.
Okay, yeah. So obviously watch that closely, but Pollard is a plug and play. It's proven that he's worth it, and so he could carry you to your championships.
Hey, look, they did not sign Dak Prescott. They franchised them and gave huge contracts to Cooper and Ezekiel Elliott. You could sign to Dak Prescott, go start Tony Pollard, go with CeeDee Lamb and Michael Khalid. You'll actually have a just as good of a team.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that, really. I feel like the days of those huge running back contracts are really kind of out the door. So many, as we said, so many of those rookies can come in and play well. And then at the wide receiver position, definitely, I'd be all over CeeDee Lamb over Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper still has a few years left, but he's on the downturn, whereas CeeDee
Yeah.
Lamb is on the ascension.
Correct, 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 correct. And on the San Francisco 49ers, we're talking about the only one that emerges next year is Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk seems like he's going to do well. Now, Ruben Mostert, a lot of times if I had him on Dynasty, I probably wouldn't keep him just because he's so injury prone, but he is a great talent when he does play.
Yeah, I think I agree with you completely. I think the main thing for me in San Francisco, they have shown they can run the ball. It's just who is going to run the ball. So I think next year you want to look at who's the running back that's going to come out there and who can solidify that starter position. But yeah, Mostert is too injury prone for me to want to keep him. Brandon Ayuk, definitely a great talent, but don't forget Debo Samuels is there too. And so you just have to see who's going to emerge there. That whole team, they just got to come out of the Jimmy Garoppolo era and kind of figure out what they're going to do.
And that whole team is so injury prone. I'm including kiddos in it. Samuel is injury prone. Mostert is injury prone. Kiddos is injury prone. That's the problem with that team.
Yeah, and remember, every year, 50% of the teams that made the playoffs the previous year don't make it the next year. This is a perfect example. The 49ers will probably next year be one of the top teams again. They won't make the playoffs this year, but they'll be back in it next year. So look to ride that wave next year.
Yep. And the surprise game of the week, the New York Jets 23-20 LA Rams. What in the world were they thinking?
Yeah, I don't know what to say about this game. I saw Frank Gore had decent output. I just don't know what happened to the Rams. I mean, how could they must have just taken it for granted that they were going to win this game, because I didn't get to watch the game, so I didn't see the game flow, but I was watching the scores. I was just like, what is going
Yeah.
on?
Cam Akers goes out early with a high ankle sprain. He probably will. Hey, look, he's not playing next week. I have him in one of my championship games. Not very, very good here. So, and then Tyler Higbee. Hey, we were not surprised because the New York Jets gave up the most points for tight end, and Higbee had 67 yards but one touchdown and got you some decent fantasy points.
Yeah, no, that was a good pickup we made last year, last week, and called on that with the Jets. Yeah, I think it was Frank Gore was the one that got the apple, and then who? What did it? Was there a wide receiver touchdown? I didn't see that.
For the Rams?
No, for the Jets.
Oh, for the Jets, let's see. Wide receiver was a guy by the name of Johnson. Oh,
That's
Ty
it.
Johnson. Ty Johnson.
Yeah, Ty Johnson, that was it. We had talked about him. I think he's had strung together a couple good weeks. So again, if you need help there, maybe not a bad person to consider.
Yep. Hey, Philadelphia Eagles loses to the Arizona Cardinals 26 to 33, but Jalen Hurts continues to do well, threw for three touchdowns, 300 yards.
Oh, huge game. And he had a rushing touchdown. So he actually, I think, was the top output quarterback for the weekend, which is nuts. I didn't expect him to do that well, surpass my expectations. He's clearly got something going there. So if you needed help, he's someone definitely to pick up, and you can use him for this coming Sunday and maybe bring you a championship. On the flip side, on the Cardinals side, nice to see Kyler Murray finally put together a good offensive game. Him and Hopkins were really on fire. So it's good to see that. It makes me feel better going into the championship weekend.
The person I was very disappointed by, Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I saw Chase Edmond had, I think, one of the receiving touchdowns. I think I saw that highlight. But yeah, Kenyon Drake did not get, again, it just because you can see once Kyler Murray gets his game going, then they don't have to rely as much on a Kenyon Drake. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out next weekend. But
Yeah.
that was disappointing.
Hey, Jalen Hurts, Oklahoma guy, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oklahoma. Man, Oklahoma quarterbacks have been doing well. Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and now Jalen Hurts. My son was high on him, my oldest son, and I mean, he was a solid player in Oklahoma. Did amazing. I mean, the fact that he could be so successful in Alabama and at Oklahoma just really shows you something. And now he's doing it here. This guy is a hard worker. It's someone definitely to consider for next year. I think he will be po possibly a top 10 quarterback next year in fantasy.
Interesting. All right. Hey, Kansas City Chiefs loses, I mean, wins a close one against the New Orleans Saints, 32 to 29. The big one here, Drew Brees comes back, but Michael Thomas goes on IR for the last two games.
Yeah, exactly. That was huge, to get Drew Brees back, and you could see they were very competitive. Man, it was close. I thought that they could squeeze it out, but couldn't pull it off. The Chiefs with a nice win again. Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill. I mean, that is the, that's the connection, and Travis Kelce again. But Patrick Mahomes really is just amazing. Drew Brees, I was gonna say, what was his final output? Do you have the stats there?
Yep, Drew Brees is 15 of 34, 234 yards, three touchdowns, one interception.
Okay, yeah, so pretty solid output again. If you were waiting on him, he might be sitting on your waiver wire. Some people may have given up on him. Someone, if you need quarterback help, that you can consider getting.
Hey, championship game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is out, high ankle sprain as well too. Here comes Le'Veon Bell. He won't get you very much yardage, but he may get you a couple of touchdowns for next week.
Yeah, again, we'll have to see with that Chiefs offense. They're going to be rolling. You're basically hoping for like a goal line carry, like a pass interference call or something, and then a goal line carry. But he could help you out.
Yep. And the Cleveland Browns win against the New York Giants 20-6. If the Giants had won, they would have been first place. Now it's still a mess in the NFC East. But the Browns, they're kind of boring, but they just keep running out Nick Chubbs, low Kareem Hunt, and low in terms of throwing from Baker Mayfield.
Hey, the Browns have a chance to catch the Steelers and beat them. So this just watch, because they have, I think they're playing them either next weekend or the final weekend. So the Browns really, I'm just so impressed. They've put together a double-digit win season. I think this is the most wins they've had in like 50-some years or something. So they just keep chugging along. And again, that run game, if you've got Nick Chubb, if you've got Kareem Hunt, just keep playing them. And Baker Mayfield too has shown that he can put up some points for you. So not a bad start to consider.
It does show that if Odell Beckham was there, he would have been demanding the ball, and you change a culture and you're able to now freely do what you need to do.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. And he's a tough one. If you have him in keeper, I know your brother took him and has him on IR. I don't know if you keep him for your dynasty leagues. It's a tough decision. But I would expect him to bounce back next year and get back into the top 10.
Yeah. And last night's game, which was a boring game, Cincinnati against the Pittsburgh Steelers, 27 to 17. The big story, I mean, Ebron is your average tight end, but it comes down to the wide receivers. When no James Conner's playing, Snell is playing, the three wide receivers are hoping that you're going to do well. And so far, with the exception of Deontay Johnson, who's average, above average, Claypool's not doing very much, JJ Schuster's not doing very much.
Yeah, Schuster took that huge hit. I don't know if you heard the story behind that, but apparently JJ Smith-Schuster, before every game, he gets on TikTok and he shows himself dancing on the logo of the opposite team. And so he did it, and then he got knocked out. Like, one of the defenders basically said, "We're not letting you do that in our house," and put the wood on the guy. So he was, I think, a little wobbly after that. I agree. I think Deontay Johnson, of those three wide receivers, he's the only guy you can really depend on, and the guy that I'd feel comfortable starting next week.
And Cincinnati, there's no one to talk with about Cincinnati. There's no one that you're going to start with. It's your championship game. You're not starting any Bengals.
It's so surprising that they put up 27 points. I just couldn't figure out how they scored, because the quarterback, I don't even remember the quarterback's name. They're on their like third string quarterback. So yeah, I have T. Higgins, but I didn't play him. Just didn't expect any output. I think it's just too up and down to really depend on next weekend.
When I was watching the game, the Steelers allowed Finley to run, and that was the key thing. And Bernard did pretty well. And so that combination of the quarterback and running back running actually was the one thing that won the game.
Yeah, the Steelers, I mean, we kind of knew that their start was a mirage, and now three losses in a row just proves that. So we'll see if they can salvage this season.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Oh, actually, you know what? We're at the 34-minute mark. Real fast, we actually have our player NBA draft this week, or actually tonight as well
Tonight,
too.
tonight. Yep.
Is there, not to give away your secrets, is there a player that you just absolutely love that you're going to always have to draft every single year?
Well, I talked about some of the. So I'm a big Luka fan. I would love to have Luka on my team. I'm a big Giannis fan. Again, I really look for the multi-stat category. So I tend not to be a lot of fantasy basketball players. Maybe focus on one category, like you want the three-point shooters, or you want to dominate with the big men. I like the multi-stat guy. So I really like the Draymond Greens, the Giannis's, the Lukas, the Trae Youngs. I like the people who can dominate in more than one category. And so those are the kind of players I'll be going after.
But at the same time, let me ask you a question. We're playing auction. Are you going to spend all your money on some of those key players? Are you going to spend $70 of your $200 budget on Luka or Giannis?
Yeah, so again, comes down to strategy. I think we're a head-to-head league, and so in head-to-head leagues, I think you can be more aggressive in spending for superstars because a superstar can win you a week. Whereas in more rotisserie, kind of you might want to spread things out. But just
Interesting.
for auctions, I tend not to be a, I like to get my players. I
Yeah.
tend not to be a sit back and wait kind of guy. But
Yeah.
we'll see. We'll see how. I haven't done too much homework this week,
Yeah.
so we'll see how tonight blows out.
It's interesting because I tend to wait for my players because I realize that across 5 weeks, I constantly had the players in and out, all that stuff. So I want medium players versus the superstars because I want points every single day.
And you know what? Especially this year with COVID, that strategy might actually be the best because we know that there's going to be players who have to sit because of COVID, and that's going to screw up. So you're going to have depth on your bench. And so your strategy might really work out.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're running out of time. Are you on vacation this week?
I am. That's why I'm in my sweats.
Yeah. Hey, so what are you doing today with the family? Are you doing anything with the family? Are you doing anything around the house?
Yeah, so my big thing, as I was telling you, I'm trying to fix my internet this weekend, so I want to drop some lines. That's my big project for Christmas. But yeah, just getting ready for Christmas, last minute shopping. We're so excited. Christmas is always our favorite holiday of the year, and so looking forward to it.
Now, is your last minute shopping sitting near your desk with Amazon, or is it, are you going to Target or somewhere else?
A mix of all of those. So, gotta keep those secrets. I know my family still listens into these. Oh, we should find this out next weekend, Tommy. So our last episode is going to be on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is there anybody out there who would raise their hand and tell us that they listen to all of our episodes? Do we have anyone, besides our family who actually listened to every single episode? I'd be curious.
Hey, look, I don't even think my wife listens to every single episode. My sister-in-law, who works for me, I think she's listened to two or three of the episodes, and that's about it.
Hey, so I just got a new Apple TV and we were popping on there and I was showing my kids. I was like, look, you can find our podcast on Apple TV, which is
Really?
amazing. Yeah, you can do it, go through the podcast and you can find it there. So, you never know. I've had a lot of fun. If anyone has been listening, we've really enjoyed it. I've had a blast with Tommy. So thank you. It's just been a great pleasure. So I'm looking forward to it
And
next
Jed,
week.
we both have full-time jobs. Like, it's not like we're hoping this thing will pay our bills here. There's none of this stuff. We just do it for fun because we have our day jobs and we need something fun to do. And since both of us are obsessed with fantasy football, might as well just do a podcast.
No, it's been a blast. I've enjoyed it every day.
All right. Hey, we'll talk on Thursday morning for our last and final show, and we'll talk soon, Jed.